This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Excited when you hear that music?
I do.
Don't you really get excited?
Woohoo!
All right, so here we are. Doug and Jay. Jay and Doug. Which is better? You like Jay and Doug? It's the Jay and Doug.
I like Doug and Jay because it's alphabetically...
Correct. Yes. Okay, good for you. So here we have a discussion going on. There are a lot of things here. We go from one item to another with lots of thoughts and thinking about tidbits. Sometimes we decide to spend a little more time on some things than others. You'll notice that I gave short shrift to the story about China and the Wuhan virus, the Chinese virus, Chinese government virus, however you want to call it, because I've had been there and done that. So there's not much more to add because I've been on that, and I'm not sticking my head. Oh, God, he's so smart. He's so good. No, it just was obvious.
Yeah.
You had to be a dummy not to figure out what was going on. Frankly, and all the protection that was given to the Chinese government because of our deals with them by this administration, and frankly, the last one, way too much deference to China and the Chinese government. All right, so here's the continuing debate about AM radios in cars. I'm on a collective of 400 and some odd stations, and I will tell you that maybe three-quarters to two-thirds of them are AM radio stations. And most of you who listen to talk or news or spoken word formats listen to them on an AM signal. There have been for years prejudices at the hands of the government. Why should you listen on your AM radio and have an inferior signal? Why shouldn't you be able to hear as well from an AM signal as you do from an FM signal? The technology is there. The government has gotten in the way to block it, to keep it from happening in 9 out of 10 circumstances. There are some digitalized AM signals, many of them some of the bigger signals in the bigger cities. But if you're listening to me in Brownsville, Texas, for example, and there are two, there's Brownsville and Brownville, both of them carry this program, why shouldn't you be able to hear it as clearly on your radio as people who are listening to it on an FM station? You should. It's ridiculous. It's outrageous, actually. And as often is the case, people say, well, what can I do? So I started this thing with Nick Mills. Nick Mills is the guy who used to work for me. Nick Miles, excuse me, who's our auto expert. You go to our autoexpert.com, you can see his website. This whole thing, there are two things that we're on big time, and he's one of the country's foremost experts in automotive matters. And he sees what's going on because the manufacturers of electric cars are lazy, and they don't want to deal with the interference that comes from having an AM signal. The battery that they have in the car makes it almost impossible to have an AM signal in the car. So what do? They eliminate AM radio and electric cars. And as we build more electric cars, as useless and ridiculous as that is, unless you're doing it just because you want to, not because you think you have to, one of the casualties is AM on the dashboard. And so the future is in danger, and nobody in the government is saying anything about it. Nobody in the automotive industry. They just go along to get along. Meanwhile, all of you who listen to programs like this, again, most of your the favorite, whether it's political talk or information, like Dave Ramsey, whoever it is that's on an AM station, and most of the talk is on AM, you're going to get screwed. That's the bottom line. You are going to get screwed because you won't be able to hear. There is now, actually, a mad rush to get a lot of this stuff on FM signals, the sports stations, the talk stations, the news stations, and that's okay. Except what happens to the people that own AM radio stations? They're screwed. more than you are because they own a signal that won't be of any value because the clarity of it is lousy. And so all of these...
over time.
Yeah. It's outrageous. It is. It is outrageous. And so I think you ought to do something about it. I'm doing something about it. Other than making noise here, I'm making a lot of noise. The problem with me is that my congressperson is useless. She blames everything on Trump or the Republicans, and who wants to listen to that? Who wants to read it? I don't give a damn what you think the problem is. Fix it. Never mind blaming it on somebody else. That's not leadership. That's cowardice. She's a coward because she was number two in control behind Nancy Pelosi. She don't want to step on anybody's toes because her service is not about the constituents. It's about her. And how many other people who are in Congress or in those sorts of positions are there to serve themselves and not you, even though you elected them? Try to find them. Try to talk to them. Try to get something done. Right? All right, I'm off on my little... How long did that last? 4 minutes? Of that?
Worth it.
Okay, talking about cars, though. Here's a story about a fellow who was stranded on a remote road, didn't have any cell service. He used a drone to send out an SOS. This is a remote place in Oregon. Drones, and actually, this guy had a lot of ingenuity, frankly. A couple of stranded motorists. This was a really bad situation, remote, snowy road with all the snow they've had up there in the last couple of weeks. So this is in Lane County. Sheriff's search and rescue people sent out crews, and they actually did rescue this motorist who wasn't, we don't need to know what his name is. His vehicle was stuck in the snow, cell service, none. It was impossible for him to reach out for help, so he had,
he was in his car.
He was in his car, and nobody in his family knew where he was going. They didn't know where he was. He didn't make the call, but he had a drone. His cell phone was attached to a drone that was sitting in his car.
Mm-hmm.
So he typed out a message to a friend about his situation and hit the send button before he launched the drone.
So that way when the drone went up in the air, it got to a point where it had better cell service and that message could actually be sent.
Pretty cool. Actually, that's technology that hasn't run amok.
Yeah, it saved themselves probably and saved the guy's life. Travelers.
Yeah, right. It probably saved his life. Anyway, because this is a heavily wooded area, forests, and that sort of thing. Beautiful. But in a snowstorm, they don't clear those roads out very well. And I don't think he had a 4x4 vehicle, an all-wheel drive vehicle, from what I see here. So, little Yankee ingenuity. Good for him. Right? Put yourself in that position. All right, I put myself in another position. I said to Jay a few minutes ago, what the heck is the story with Najee Seabrook in Paterson, New Jersey? How many of you know this story? This actually happened, I think, 4 days ago.
Late last week. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm trying to put the pieces together. This guy Seabrook was shot, and he was killed by the police during whether he was having the mental health crisis. Somebody was.
He was, yes.
He was.
And he had barricaded himself in his home, and it was supposed to be a nonviolent confrontation to help him. And then when he allowed police to enter his home, he pushed forward, charged at them with a knife, and then the police responded with gunfire.
Wow. Why do you have a knife? What was going on with him? Apparently this guy was very big in the community, helping people to the members of his group to not be violent. He was a nonviolent sort of a guy.
Yeah, he was part of a group he was an anti-violence activist.
So why did he have a knife?
Because of some mental health crisis. It was a mental health situation where he just had a complete breakdown and there could have been something that was diagnosed, maybe an undiagnosed situation. That part hasn't been in the news. Yeah. But if he had something going on that contributed to maybe paranoia, and so when he charged at the police with a knife, they returned gunfire, and that's why there are... That's why it's in the news.
Protests. 300 people out last couple of nights. in Paterson, New Jersey, protesting. Listen, once again, it's black versus white. It's just, it's the same story. And under the circumstances, I understand and hear and feel for both sides, but I don't understand why you, when somebody comes at you with a knife, why don't you shoot them in the arm or shoot them in the leg? Because they're going to fall down and they're not going to be able to use the knife, right?
That would be a good question for a police officer. Why is there some kind of training? Why what if the bullet ricochets towards somewhere else and hits somebody else? But also in situations like this, I don't know if they knew ahead of time he had a knife. But if there's a mental health crisis and there needs to be some kind of negotiation, why is there not a different authority member or a group that are trained to handle something like this that are not police officers, that are not? It's
mental
not
health
who has a weapon.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, let's go back to the Chinese thing. I feel like I needed to take a breath after when I smirk saying what they do about what now people say, oh, this came from the lab in Wuhan. It was deliberately, okay. So why does all of this matter at this point? COVID is 3 years old. We've all lived through all of this stuff. So people are asking, why on social media? Doug, why does this make a difference? You keep talking about it like it still made a difference. It doesn't. All these people are dead. Millions and millions and millions of people are dead. They're still dead. They're not coming back to life. Well, I would say that this the relationship and why it was quieted, and then the broader implications of our relationship with China through whatever channels, whether it's Biden, whether it's Fauci, whoever it is, whatever it is, however it took place, is that important to know? Because if you don't really nail these people to the wall, they'll do it again. And that is, you know, the Chinese have not allowed any independent investigation inside their country. Why would they? Everybody knows you're going to find. So it isn't necessary. Apparently there have been officials here in America that acknowledged that the information from the Chinese, or what we were told by Fauci and others, was not true. So that's why there have been investigations by other countries into this, but it has led, it first didn't lead to anything because they were covering up, but now everybody knows. Everybody knows. 18 after.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Thank you. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour now. Did he just say that? Yes. I'll say it again. So attractive to hear me clearing my throat. It is 23 minutes after the hour, said the radio announcer. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner saying happy birthday to some of our social media friends. Rick Holmes, happy birthday. Patricia Hodgins, Lori Weaver's birthday is today. Michelle Sunblom, I think that's how you pronounce her name. Anyway, hello. And happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. When is your birthday, Jay? I forget. I know you probably told me.
May 10th.
All right. Charles. James, write that down, would you please?
I got it.
You sometimes got it? It's on Mother's Day. Sometimes
May
it's not.
May 10th.
Got it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very important.
A full-blown Taurus.
And when is, yes, when is... James, when's your birthday?
December 7th.
Really?
Yeah, we passed
Sagittarius.
It. I am a Sag,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a fire sign.
Woohoo, lots of fire.
Yeah, you're a Scorpio, right, Doug?
I am, in fact. I'm a water sign, so that's why James and I get along so well, because I use my water to put out his fire.
You can't put out this fire, Doug.
Come on, baby. Light my fire. Okay, let's see what's going on here at Doug Steffen's Good Day Show on... social media things that are posted. Jay always does a great job of putting things up. And you can hear, the podcast that we do every day, you can hear on Apple and Spreaker and iHeart and Spotify, TuneIn Radio. And it's usually an overview of things that we've talked about on the program. For example, we celebrated International Women's Day earlier this week.
Which was a good day. It was fun, had by all. And of course, we like to honor women, and we did ask the question, who was the most inspirational, influential woman,
what'd you get
woman
for responses?
In your life?
Yeah.
David Marr, or Annie Hay, says, I have two. My mother is one. I was born 1 of 10 children.
Wow.
The sacrifices she made.
Whoa.
1 of 10 children.
Anga bunga.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
The sacrifices she made every day of her life are hard to comprehend, even at my adult age. The second is my sister, my aunt, who bore no children of her own and with her husband adopted 3, and she was the strongest, most caring person you'd ever known.
Yeah. That's sweet. Yep. All right. So we had a celebration there, and you can hear the overview of it on the Good Day Download We also had on that particular edition a couple of the kidnapped Americans that were found alive down in Mexico. That discussion of what the heck happened. Is there more information on that, or it seems like everything's, the door has been shut?
Yeah, it's really all that's left is to find the rest of the suspects.
Yeah.
But
all
it right. was definitely a mistaken identity situation.
We talk about this nutbird who tried to open the door on the plane as it was landing in Boston, and when the stewardesses pulled him back from the door, he had sort of a shiv that he created out of a spoon, and so that threatened to stab her. That wasn't a great story. This is a way to get yourself uncomfortable. I mean, every time, like today, I get on a plane to go to Dallas and then up to Salt Lake. As a matter of fact, I think I'll have dinner with James. So if we can get him to come find his way to the airport. You know how to get to the airport?
Yeah, actually, I'm like 10 minutes away from the airport right now. So okay. Let's go right now.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Well, you have to wait a few hours.
I don't feel left out at all, guys.
No.
Next time.
Well, I'll see you in Cleveland. I have to go. There has to be a reason at some point in time for me to go to Cleveland. So
buy me a ticket, too.
Yeah, actually, there is a reason to go to Cleveland because I got to go to a reunion at Heidelberg in June. So I'll come through Cleveland, and then, yeah, that's right. We'll do that. I want to meet your mother. I've not met your mother at all.
Oh, she's wonderful. She is such a beautiful human being inside and out. You will love her.
All right, anyway, we're digressing here. The Good Day download is available on gooddayshow.com, where the program itself repeats all day long. I was explaining that to an advertiser. I didn't quite get it, right? We're here everywhere all day long. Catch it at gooddayshow.com. It's now 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Avoid an unpleasant surprise at checkout. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You scored a great hotel rate online, but Mike, a frequent business traveler, warns about hidden fees. Some are mandatory, but others may only apply if you use certain services. If you don't expect to take advantage of the amenities a fee covers, try asking the hotel to remove it. And to duck that pricey daily Wi-Fi charge, use the personal hotspot feature on your smartphone. Before you book, Mike recommends resortfeechecker.com. Also on our blog, Anne Marie says she has sold lots of books that were gathering dust on Amazon. She says she still browses in bookstores, then buys used copies on Amazon if she can't find what she's looking for at the library. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. After doing away with term limits 5 years ago, Chinese President Xi Jinping has been re-elected for a third term this morning.
About 3,000 members of China's National People's Congress voted unanimously Friday to re-elect Xi for another five-year term. There was no other candidate, and the vote was over in 15 minutes. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Investors sold off shares of SVB Financial Group and a bunch of U.S. banks after the tech-focused lender said it lost nearly $2 billion in assets following larger-than-expected decline in deposits. America's financial freefall saw the four biggest U.S. banks lose $52 billion in market value just yesterday. Northern and Central California is hit by another powerful atmospheric river storm as the National Weather Service warns of copious amounts of heavy snow in the mountains and potential flooding from significant rainfall across the state. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No, I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice, not only us reading your words. Join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. '34 at the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The situation with today is not the same as it was yesterday. You've noted that in your life, right? Today it will be different than yesterday, and tomorrow will be different than today. Your health may be better tomorrow. Your finances may be better tomorrow. Your reputation may be better tomorrow. Your list of friends may be better tomorrow. Your relationships may be better.
You your could feel may be better.
More fulfilled. Yeah, right. Whatever's going on, the good stuff you're doing for yourself and to yourself. So think about that. It's not up to somebody else, although a lot of times we hang our hats on our relationships, especially with our boss. If the boss is mean to us today, spoils our day, right? Or if you have a loved one who's having a bad day and you take it personally, don't. Because unless you're the culprit that is the reason for that person going down the street the way that that person's going down the street, then yeah, forget about it. Let it play out. You're not responsible for anybody really but yourself. You may do things that have ramifications on other people, but it's not, you know, unless you set out to make trouble.
Yeah. our feelings are our own priorities. But also in terms of a bad day, is it genuinely always a bad day when there's a bad day? Or was it a really tough 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes that now we're just milking all day?
Don't let it spoil your day, please and thank you. Especially when it comes to things like daylight savings time, here we go again. And it's, you know, if you want somebody to get something wrong, give it to Congress and they're going to figure out how to screw it up. Like, okay, we're going to vote to keep everything the same, but then they want to keep it on daylight time. And all the farmers groups are saying, no, we're going to sue you if you do that because it screws up the farms.
But I thought that daylight time is the one that the farmers would want.
It really is, but
standard.
Well, but in the middle of the, depends on what kind of a farm you're running. Some would rather have it in the morning with light in the morning because, you know, they get started earlier and they do. It's comme ci, comme ça. But there is that both the farm groups are not happy with if the vote keeps it daylight savings time all the time. I know they're not happy with it. So at any rate, let's move. Speaking of farms, there's this new TV program called The Farmer Wants a Wife. Sounds like The Farmer Wants a Wife. The Farmer Wants a Wife. Hi-ho, the Dario. The Farmer Wants a Wife. So is this an authentic love story? Jennifer Nettles is the hostess of this new dating show on TV. The questions are coming up because apparently this is a very popular program. There's always going to be somebody looking, you know, next week it'll be an Uber driver looking for a wife. That'll be a new show. The ladies on the program, they're for the right reason. Do you think if you watch it that they really are understanding of what it's like to be a farmer? And so, yeah, go ahead.
Possibly. Well, because isn't there a dating site, Farmers Only?
Farmers Only, yes.
Yeah. So, yep. And I feel like this is kind of just taking that into the reality television world. But Jennifer Nettles has been very open about the fact that she dislikes.
Who is she? I don't know her.
Jennifer Nettles? She's a country singer.
Singer, okay.
Sugarland. She went off and did her own thing, too. She has been in a few different movies, also an actor.
Okay.
But she has been very forward in the sense that she strongly dislikes reality television, especially dating kind of shows. Mm-hmm. And the fact that she not only stands behind this one, but she is the host, she is directly involved, says that this is probably very much unlike most of those shows, and there is more of an authenticity because that's what she, the lack of authenticity is what she didn't like about all that stuff. So
yeah.
It seems like this is going to be a little bit of a horse of a different color, if you will.
If you're pardon the pun.
How
about a cow of a different color? At any rate, she does say, yep, it's a love story. I don't watch these things because I think they're just silly, the romance kind of stuff. Is it that I'm too old for romance? Nah, I don't think I'm too old. You're never too old for romance. And I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, so why wouldn't this be good?
You should be on this.
Jennifer has teased me over and over and over again about being on Farmers Only, which about 30 years ago I did go on. I went to a couple of dating sites 30 years ago and nosed around, and that was one of them. But there's nobody around. The problem with me and this circumstance is that where I am, there aren't a lot of farms, nor are there a lot of lady farmers or people that would understand what life on the farm is like. And so that's why it maybe, as I watched it the other night, just to see what it was about, it felt to me like it was, you know, they were putting up, like, put a hay bale just in the right place or park a tractor over here so that it's in the shot.
Yeah, so it looks good.
Yeah, nah, that's fooey on that. But
one of the things that also sets this apart from other reality dating kind of shows is that the farmers and the women actually vet each other ahead of time. So they already learn about each other. They learn who each other is, and they decide which women they might be interested in getting to know more. The women decide which farmers they want to be interested in getting to know more. Where on other dating reality television, they're meeting for the first time live on camera.
Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of live on camera, How many of you remember the Jerry Springer show?
Jerry,
all of you.
Jerry.
Yeah. Right. Jerry Springer and I worked in Cincinnati at the same time. I was on WCKY. And he was on George Clooney's father were the nighttime news anchors on two different stations. So Nick Clooney was on one station, Jerry Springer's on the other one. Jerry Springer decides, and he was mayor of Cincinnati. I mean, he was the
interesting
character.
I was going to ask, was this before or after he was the mayor of Cincinnati?
He was the he got caught using city funds to hire a lady escort. And that was the end of his mayoral career, and then he became the anchor of the nighttime, the certain credibility there. He was a very popular, well-known Cincinnatian, and he was great on the air. He used to come visit me every Friday afternoon on my radio program and talk about what was going on in Cincinnati. So we had nice chat always. He was very interesting, very smart, and knew exactly what he was doing. You know, he would tell me off the air he was going to do this. He was going to Chicago. And he was going to do the news up there, but then he was going to do a talk show. And that's really what did happen. He never felt that he was going to be a reality star. He just was offered a lot of money to become a ham and egger. And so that's what he did. He became a ham and egger. He was a schlub. He referred to himself as a schlub. And so now he's like 78, 79. And looking back, as everybody does, they get to that point, writing a book and yada, yada, yada. So from being mayor of Cincinnati in 77, 78, and 79, I think, when he had the problems, he then wasn't the mayor anymore, and he went to work for the NBC station in Cincinnati. And it was 10 years later that I met him, when I first got there in 1988. And so it was, you know, he then went to Chicago and began the daytime talk program in 91, 27 years of Jerry, Jerry, Jerry. He was on at the same time Phil Donahue was on, who remembers Phil Donahue and Sally Jesse.
Yeah, the daytime Jesse, talk TV show.
Was a whole different kettle of fish than what it is now. But basically, the bottom line here, the message that he leaves is that he ruined culture in America with his talk show. He said, "I hope hell isn't that hot." And that's
it was trash TV.
Oh, my God. And these girls would go up there and beat each other up. And
the guys, too.
Huh? Right, yeah, they just go up there. And there was, the only time I saw him after I was in Cincinnati, I was in Chicago going into a building, and he was coming out, and he recognized me, and so he said, he didn't remember my name, but he recognized me. And so we had a quick chat. Yeah, Cincinnati, yeah, how you doing? He says, "I'm having a lot of fun, making a lot of money, and not doing much of anything except causing trouble." So, you know, that was it. So you know what I like about him, and I liked about it, was he was upfront about it. He was a clown, and he was getting paid $30 million a year to be a clown. That was it. So I'm making a lot of money being a clown. But he wasn't wearing a mask. He didn't have an outfit on. He just, you know, went out there and basically let people, he said, "I wasn't really doing anything special. I was just letting people be themselves." What, they'd go out, they had talent, quote-unquote, talent searchers who'd go out to find the nuttiest, craziest people in Chicago.
Yeah, rile them up.
Oh, my God, then, right, stir them up. And then just let them loose. It's like spinning a top. That was what it was like. And you know who else did that? Maury Povich did it was kind of a breed of that, wasn't it? The Maury Povich thing? Kind of a takeoff on Springer to a point.
But he did it. But where Jerry had, like, the bodyguard, Steve what's his butt, that would always have to jump up and eventually
put and then he had his own show.
But yeah, with Maury and all the other ones, it was like they didn't want them to get that hostile with each other. There was no bodyguard ready, security guard ready to jump in.
Right. But they were trying. They were trying to get people stirred up. I just think of some of these other shows. They call them reality shows. It was just silly. Joe Pyne, when I started on the radio in the 60s, Joe Pyne was on television, and he did a radio show in Los Angeles, and then he was so acerbic. He started at the same time Michael Jackson. All these people, if you remember, not Michael Jackson, the singer. There was a British fellow who was married to Alan Ladd's daughter, and he was on KBC when I was there. And he was a gentleman, fabulous guy, very much. He did 9 to noon, and it was just another world. He would have the best guests. He'd have the most probing conversations. There was no politics. It was thoroughly entertaining because you learn something from it every single day. And so, anyway, but the reason I bring it up is because it was so different then. But Joe Pyne was on another station when we were on KBC. He was on, I forget what the call it is, we're not important. Anyway, so he was doing a TV show. He actually wasn't on at the same time I was on there in L.A., but he was on earlier, and then he did a TV show. And it was the craziest, nuttiest thing. This guy was, your father's listening to us right now, and I know he's reaching for the words that I'm reaching for as well. I don't know what words or phrases to put around Joe Pyne, but if you were around at that time, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And so from that era, we graduated into another era, and then we graduated into another era. So now, instead of Jerry Springer, we have, what's his face on Fox, who's also, you know, it was kind of a clown. And then there are other people. I know I've said, I was swearing off of calling people names, but isn't it funny? I have a mental block about him.
Tucker Carlson?
Yeah, I really do, for whatever the reason. Anyway, is he today's Jerry Springer? There's a question. Think about that one for a while. It's 48 after here on Good Day.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Past the hour now on the Good Day program. Well, it's actually Good Day Health with our friend Dr. Ken Kronhaus here from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. Check in with him as I'm going to next week. Get everything checked from head to toe. You want to have that help? 352-735-1400 reaches Ken. Let's talk about prostate cancer, shall we? As men get older, they get concerned about prostate cancer. You know, I told you the story when the doctor gave me my prostate exam at the age of 75. He said, well, I'm never going to check your prostate again. And I said, ooh, why is that? And he said, because the insurance doesn't pay for it anymore, because doctors and people in the insurance industry don't think there's much of a risk after you're 75. So maybe this thing is a question for those who are under in the age of 75, what is there that could provide relief from an enlarged prostate? And this is without taking drugs, because there are a lot of people who take a lot of. A friend of mine died prostate cancer. He had it. He got it when he was 63. He lived to be 81, but he had miserable when he was going through the treatment. So, what's the good news here, Ken?
Well, the good news here, Doug, is about enlargement, BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy, when the prostate just gets enlarged. And, you know, us guys end up waking up so frequently to go to the bathroom because of this. And at some point, it doesn't even work because it's blocking, obstructing urinary flow. And in the past, they were either taking drugs, which often are not well tolerated. They have other effects, lower your blood pressure too much, or do other things that are unpleasant. Or you can undergo a procedure, and the risk of these procedures is that, yes, your prostate's fine afterwards, but, you know, your sex life is ruined or not as good as it ever was beforehand. So that is a concern with many men who have to undergo prostate procedures. The news this week is that there's now embolization could provide relief from enlarged prostate without drugs and without any injury to your sexual function. And this is called prostate artery embolization. Talk to your urologist about it. This was reported at the meeting of the Society of Interventional Radiologists. And this is real hope for a way to treat very common BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy in men, and avoid any of the issues, the complications we all know, losing our adequate sexual function.
There you go. All right. There seems to be, there's a question from somebody in Canada about an epidural shortage. What's going on with parents who are expecting? They have to consider other pain management options. Is there a problem with that in our country, or is it just in Canada? If you don't know, epidural blocks pain during childbirth, right?
I believe that there's a global shortage, Doug, of epidural catheters and contrast dye that's used in medical imaging, and forcing many healthcare providers to ration it or postpone epidural procedures. And this is commonly used to relieve back pain, labor pain, where it's used as spinal anesthesia, and for some surgeries. I think this is what you're referring to.
Yeah. All right. There are apparently a lot of parasites that are living in all of our bodies, and we don't know it. We have bacteria, billions of bacteria in our system. The GAPS practitioners will tell you that without having a healthy gut, you don't have a healthy body. I think that's true. It's been proven time and time again. But the parasites that are around, you know, oftentimes you hear about dogs that have worms, and sometimes you can see it. They pick it up from animals. A lot of animals do. But people have these. I've heard about people having worms. What's the story?
Parasites, Doug, these are organisms that need a host to survive, to get the food from. And there are several different types, protozoa, worms that you're talking about. There's amoeba. These are just a number of different parasites. You really need a microscope to see these things. And hopefully you're drinking clean water and not getting any parasites.
Yeah, that's it. Much of it, you can get it in food for sure, but water oftentimes is a carrier. So, yeah, be careful what you're drinking. A lot of the water supplies around now are really polluted. All right, so there they are. Answers to some questions coming from folks here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen at your service at 59 past the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.